feel like I'm out of touch. Oh.
Hello everybody, this is IT Stuff for December 2018. Regular listeners, if you exist, you will know that in these difficult times for our sceptred isle, only IT Stuff is well equipped to stare without fear into the abyss of chaos that is gripping our lives at the moment. And what do we see down there swirling around in the abyss of chaos? Well, we see the O2 outage.
I see your passport details.
Yeah.
I can clearly make those out from where I'm sitting.
Marriott Hotels. They were claiming like 4 billion customers. That's a lie, isn't it? It's 4 billion people. Yeah, it's 4 billion people staying the night, you know.
Yeah.
It's 4 billion, not 4 billion people. Anyway, your passports, that's all gone now. Sorry.
Yikes.
There's Facebook. Did you see that? House of Commons, all that?
They've been lying.
Fancy.
Lying.
Fancy. For money.
Do companies really do that? Do they lie for money?
Yeah.
I don't think companies got up to that.
Mark Zuckerberg, in the email he didn't want to get released, said, that might be good for the planet, but it's not good for our company.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Word for word?
Yeah.
Classic.
Wow.
Reptile, that is.
Classic reptile. Yeah.
So thank you for helping me with the abyss of chaos, she and Chris, and welcome back, even briefly, from your rock and roll existence of the last month or two.
Happy to be back.
Let's start, if we may, with Don't Be Evil Google. Yeah, I should cut that jingle down sometime, really, shouldn't I? It goes on a bit too long.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, anyway, this won't take long. Google Plus is shutting down early.
Oh, dear.
That's because it's finished its mission objective, which was to destroy Facebook. So now it's shut down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Oh, that is so ironic.
More like Google Minus, am I right?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was bad.
So it turns out, you know, it was shutting down because it had been leaking all these details.
Apparently.
And anyway, it turns out this month, because I got an email just the other day, it's been leaking even more details than they thought. And even less people were using it than anybody thought.
Oh, dear.
So they're shutting it down early, giving up.
Well, what's going to happen to, you know, you could actually do a group Google Plus chat.
Oh.
And then you broadcast it to YouTube. That's what a lot of people are doing for communities like Adafruit. What they have is a Google Plus Hangout, a group chat, so they could keep up to date with their communities. So if they're going to shut this down, what happens to communities like that?
Well, isn't it pushing them towards meet.google.com? Everything in Hangouts seems to be getting pushed and converted to a Meet these days.
Right.
But whether people will follow that, I've no idea.
I think that's less of a Hangout, but more of a Google Plus chat room.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen to those people, because there's a lot of people doing that.
It's the same as what happened to all us Google Reader users, isn't it?
absolutely nothing. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, that's sad. Because that's an actually useful software.
Of course, it gets shut down. That's
obviously. Well, Google usually just sort of moves these things around. Remember when they shut down that Wave thing?
Oh, that was a hoot.
Because that just sort of got added to the Google Documents by default, didn't it? Yeah. So all of that sort of co-op editing of documents is just part of Google Docs now.
Google
so it just
Docs.
Doesn't have a name anymore.
Forgot about Wave. Yeah. Mm.
They all just take away the name. They keep the technology, but they remove the name.
Google Reader is still not here, though.
Yeah. Well, that's because they had to destroy that to create the Google Plus, you see.
Well,
that's not a million miles away from the truth. What I used to love about Google Reader was the way that you could like some awful, awful thing happening. Like, you know, like Ebola starting up again. And people used to like it because they're liking the story, but it looks like they were liking
the news, the news. Thing that happened. Yeah. Which is hilarious. Oh,
never underestimate people's bad taste.
Well, that's why Facebook had those emoticons or emojis. Instead of just liking it, you can react to
those half dozen reaction things. Some sort of,
context to your approval.
You should have seen the gallons of crawlers in Mark Zuckerberg's timeline when he said that the House of Commons thing was lacking context that explains why they were saying all these evil things to each other.
Oh.
And there were hundreds of thousands of sycophants all pressing the like button.
Did it
look like... Mark, we still love you.
Oh, that's
even
scary.
Though you've been lying behind our backs, we're still part of the cult of Facebook. Hallelujah.
Is he the new Steve Jobs?
Well, I hope so, because Steve Jobs is dead.
Oh, ew.
Is that a bit harsh?
Well, it's a fact.
Well, I can't see why we need a new one. That's all I'm saying.
I think people just like to worship.
Just can't get behind Steve Ballmer. Is that it? Something like
that. Steve Ballmer is just,
nobody. He didn't feel those shoes. Stupid enough to worship that tub of lard.
Yeah, there's no space. See, that was a joke. Can't get behind Steve Ballmer.
Oh!
Not really a joke if you have to explain
well,
it.
Well, I was hoping somebody would get
you.
It.
Oh, no
I
one
missed
did.
Missed you so much. This is an intellectual exercise so much as a radio show.
And nobody got it, so I had to explain it. So now the joke's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
No.
Fine, doesn't matter. So let's move on, if we may, to the turmoil at Tumblr. Now under new ownership.
Yeah.
And the new ownership has decided to ban porn.
So who are these new owners?
Verizon.
Oh,
American
dear.
American telco.
Yeah, I know Verizon, but who's the old owner?
I don't know. You know, they nearly go bankrupt. They get picked up. It's in the same stable now as Yahoo.
But if they didn't want porn, why did they buy Tumblr? That's
yeah, exactly.
The
okay,
well,
the
maybe
biggest...
they bought it for the cats and the platitudes.
Okay, I learned that I didn't know Tumblr had porn, so that was something new for me. I had no idea Tumblr had porn.
You got to know what to search for. You got to search for female presenting nipples. That's how you find porn.
Seriously, I mean, I came on Tumblr when it came out, and it was big in the arts community. So
right.
Lots of artists, lots of photography.
There was InfoSec Reactions, wasn't there?
Yeah.
That was the past, though.
I love Tumblr. It has amazing things, and then this porn ban, and I'm like,
they did
that's
invent
porn?
Reblogging, so there is something that's their fault.
The reblog and the love.
Reblog,
they also invented
fault.
The like button. So
and the like button,
the love button.
There's a lot of things that are their fault. And
they didn't do it wrong.
Well, it was viral and it was great, you know, for what it deals, which is basically cats and porn.
Oh.
But these rules, female presenting nipples, you're not allowed female present. What is a female presenting nipple? I don't know. Maybe it's one where somebody's plucked all the hair out.
I noticed they don't say human. So, I mean,
no,
they're definitely
they don't.
Going after the furries.
Very old.
Definitely
oh,
going
no.
after the furries.
Oh, my. Well, if you pluck the hair out of a furry, where are you going to stop?
Shaved Bigfoot.
They
pay
good money for those suits.
But they also, there's lots of incorrectly flagged porn,
oh,
isn't it?
Have you seen those pictures?
Oh,
it's a cracker.
My gosh.
Our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross in a loincloth. Pornography.
But, you know, it's his fault having female presenting nipples. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Picasso's where you can't see anything except one and a half eyes and a nose, and all the colours of the rainbow in shattered.
Yeah, but that's how your AI sees the world all the time. You've seen those reverse AI
wow,
things. They see the world like
it's
that,
very
so that's
Picasso-like.
How they know what that looks like.
Mm. But literally, a vase in a still life. Because it's terracotta and it's got, you know, subtle lighting and shading.
So there's like a female figure.
Yeah, so it gets flagged as porn. Anyway, you've got until the 19th of December. People out there, you've got next weekend to enjoy the hell out of Tumblr before it's finished.
Yep. Well, I never saw Tumblr for porn, so I may not be missing out. So
yeah, the thing is... A lot of specialised communities were on Tumblr. And frankly, if you blundered in, frankly, you'd wonder what was going on.
I suppose.
You know, like, oh, right. And that's what you lot... Really?
Mm-hmm.
19th of December, all gone. Hurrah!
Hooray!
So what's going to happen to Tumblr after that? Well, get a clue. What happened to Yahoo when they messed up with Yahoo Finance? It just died.
It just disappears. I hope not, because I really enjoy Tumblr. Not for the porn.
When was the last time you were there?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Is it because of this thing that made you go there?
No, I just log on to the community stuff. I follow a lot of artists, so, you know, it's amazing art globally from around the world, mostly Japanese. Mm-hmm.
And yet the strange thing is DeviantArt
is
actually, you know, I've never seen any filth on DeviantArt.
That one is there.
Oh,
it's definitely there.
It's on the front page.
Okay, right. maybe if you put my browsing habits together with your browsing habits, we'd find all the innocent stuff everywhere.
I think so, yeah.
That's good. Okay. On the subject of innocent stuff, here's a YouTube update.
Because YouTube is where the poop is.
And it turns out somebody's done a YouTube rich list. And coming out on top is, get this, a 7-year-old American kid called Ryan out of Ryan Toys Reviews. And this 7-year-old, his channel has made more than 17 million quid last year. Would we like to listen to a sample of Ryan?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
We're in outer space! Aliens! Pew, 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 pew! Pew, 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 pew! Astronaut ice cream. Mmm. How about we pretend to go in real space? Hey, Mommy, can we pretend to go to outer space?
Hey there, Ryan. If you want to go to outer space, you gotta put on your spacesuit like this.
Why do you need to put on your spacesuit?
Good question. I'll be right back. Whoop!
Where did Mommy go? Did Mommy go to space?
Welcome to Ryan Toy Reveal.
Well, there we are.
Wow.
Who votes that Ryan and Mommy should go to outer space? Forever.
All of us. All of us.
Without a space suit. So how it works is basically it's the adverts, mm-hmm. it's the sponsorship, mm-hmm. and most of all, it's the in-channel Ryan-based merchandise. So, like, guess who gets a cut of the spacesuits that they're promoting?
I hope NASA.
Yeah, maybe not NASA. No, maybe not even Elon Musk and
SpaceX.
Oh,
no, is it Toys R Us?
They don't exist
anymore. I know.
So that's where the 17 million quid comes from. How ethical is that? When you ask Ryan why he's successful, he says,
because I'm entertaining and I'm funny.
Oh, I don't think so.
Future presidential material right there.
I think what's funny is that loads of videos have millions of views, right? And they're mostly featuring young kids.
Mm-hmm.
So children and parents. I think there's loads of parents out there looking for fodder for their kids to look at on their iPads.
I think
just
everyone
keep
watching
quiet.
YouTube is either a child or a cat. I think that's how
yeah.
it works.
No, it's true. I definitely agree. So, you know, parents just give an iPad to a kid, put on a channel that's popular, mostly other kids as well, so because it's safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, we rail against the power of the state and Ofcom restrictions and so forth. But, you know, like, when it's your kids and it's advertising and it's exploitative, you know, maybe there's a point to CITV.
Leave
that one out there.
Your children's TV is full of adverts anyway. You can't watch Saturday morning television near Christmas without being bombarded by toys.
That is true.
I don't put the telly on a Saturday morning. What kind of madness is this?
That's what Saturday mornings are for.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently.
Not going on Tumblr?
No.
Cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Oh, well, moving on to other business models are available, and we like this one. I think this one is business model of the month. Dr. Shifro from Belarus claims to be able to rescue your computer from ransomware. In other words, that's where somebody out there in Russia or, well, other evil countries are available, scrambles your computer and then essentially blackmails you to de-scramble your computer. Send us some money and we'll unlock your computer. Well, this Dr. Shifro from Belarus claims to be able to rescue your computer from ransomware for a cut price. Mm. For free, he can crack the uncrackable code to restore your computer.
Always alarm bells when you hear things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what Checkpoint, the reputable security company, sort of thought. So they did a bit of a sting. Turns out Dr. Shifro does this by just emailing the bad guys, negotiates a bulk discount, and adds a big slice for himself on the top.
Oh, boy.
And they reckon he's making like $150,000 a year doing this.
That's a bad doctor.
It's bad, really, bad doctor. Yeah. But it's not as lucrative as Ryan.
Well, that's because he's not a child.
He's just not entertaining and funny. That's
no.
Why
ah, yes, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah,
well, right. If he's not entertaining and funny, then that's the end of him then. Let's move on. Mm. You're listening to BCB Radio 106.6 FM. This is still IT Stuff. I'm sorry we haven't finished yet. We're also available at itstuff.org.uk. Quick check on our pretend investments, if you like.
Mm. How are we doing?
Well, we took our investments just about exactly a year ago on the 17th December.
That is correct, yes.
When Bitcoin hit over $19,000 per BTC.
Wow.
And what's it at now?
It's roughly zero, I believe.
Yeah, to a rounding error, it's not far off. $2,700 from over 19,000 out of 2,700. So that's
yikes.
Great. Ethereum's done even better. 98% of that's gone down the toilet.
My goodness.
So, you know that Floyd Mayweather, famous boxer and ex-boxer? Is he that?
Does he promote barbecue things?
Yeah, he doesn't do like mean fat reducing machines.
No.
like ethical boxers do.
Mm.
Oh dear me, no, he's been promoting cryptocurrencies.
Oh dear.
On his Twitter, and he didn't mention who he was pushing them for.
Mm-hmm.
Take a wild guess, they bunged him over $300,000 to plug specific cryptocurrencies on his Twitter feed, and he didn't disclose this, obviously.
Yeah.
So he's engaging in financial impropriety, and for that he's just got fined $600,000.
Ouch.
Yep. So is cryptocurrency a scam? You might like to reflect on the fact that Mr. Mayweather got paid $300,000 to shill that stuff, but he was paid not in Bitcoin, he was paid in actual proper dollars.
The things that actually is made of money.
Yeah.
That you can use.
Yeah.
Right.
So be wise. Be like Floyd Mayweather. Just accept the folding stuff. I think that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And if you have the choice, don't push Bitcoin, push toys.
And be funny and
and
entertaining.
And be funny and entertaining.
And
yeah.
Ice cream. Yeah.
1.6 billion users, views, by the way, just so you know. 1.6 billion Ooh. Views.
So well, I hope they all turn out like Ryan.
How nice.
Because he's awful cute.
Everyone's a millionaire.
Oh, love. Never mind. Time for a quick anniversary corner, if you like.
Yeah. Happy birthday! So, whose birthday is it today?
Well, it's 50 years ago, almost to the exact day, that the famous Doug Engelbart, mother of all demos, essentially invented the future, live on a closed-circuit video demonstration. They invented the mouse, copy and paste, hyperlinks, collaborative document editing. They invented the format of the tech demo itself of a video in front of an audience.
It's amazing.
With remote link-ups and so forth. Let's just hear a little bit of description about this. Is Doug Engelbart, inventor of the mouse, explaining the mouse.
We have a pointing device called our mouse, a standard keyboard, and a special key set we have here. And we're going to go for a picture down in our laboratory in Menlo Park and pipe it up. That'll show you from another point of view more about how that mouse works. Come in, Menlo Park. Okay, there's Don Andrews' hand in Menlo Park. And in a second, we'll see the screen that he's working and the way the tracking spot moves in conjunction with movements of that mouse. I don't know why we call it a mouse. Sometimes I apologize. It started that way, and we never did change it. All right, as it moves up or down or sideways, so does the tracking spot. And the principles for its operation are quite easy to see. You'll turn it over, Don. Can you hear me, Don? Would you turn it over and we'll see, right? Its principle is that there are two wheels that roll on the surface. But since they're at right angles and kind of sharp edges, one will roll and the other slide in one direction. Each of these wheels controls through a potentiometer with a voltage output sampled by an ADD converter. The numbers taken in by the computer at sample times as to what the horizontal vertical components are to be of where it should put the tracking spot.
There you go. It's funny, though, how you'd never have to explain a mouse to Ryan. It's only adults that need it explaining.
Yeah, it's amazing. What, you mean Ryan Toys?
Yeah. You would never have to explain it to, like,
no,
a seven-year-old.
It doesn't exist for them. It's just a screen that they can move with their hands.
I don't like mices.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's all touch screens. You're out of touch
Never mind. Fine. Let's do Singularity Watch, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
So.
Did you hear the one where a famous Chinese businesswoman called Dong Mingxu got on the bad side of the Chinese police?
No, what happened?
A camera with facial recognition technology spotted her crossing a busy road where it's not allowed to cross the road.
Right,
jaywalking.
Okay, sure.
Turns out it was a picture in an advert for her electric company that she runs on the side of a bus.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so the AI couldn't tell if it was a picture or a human
being? That's right. Yeah, it saw this picture of her face in the middle of the road, searched the database, came up with a specific individual, and said, right, we're shaming you for jaywalking.
Oh my God. Well, that's still marketing, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Of course, we know what we put on the side of buses in this country, don't we? Yeah, fictitious promises about money for the NHS, for example.
Yeah, it's so sad. Well.
Researchers in the Netherlands and France reckon their AI can spot lies in President Trump's Twitters.
Wow, that's a big job.
They found significant linguistic differences between factually accurate tweets and inaccurate Trump tweets, and they used this to construct a language-based lie detection model that worked 73% of the time. So correct statements contained more positive feelings, mm-hmm. but incorrect statements were more evasive, had more negative words, tentative words, comparisons in them, and they also had less hashes and less at symbols, and they had more money-related words.
Right.
So
more promises when I start the bus, then that's a lie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Last but not least, I love this one. An Amazon robot at a warehouse in the States was handling the merchandise and it punctured a can in a cardboard box and the can was bear repellent spray. And it landed 24 of the Amazon human operatives in hospital.
I'm sorry, you just can't make these things up. Seriously.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, I didn't know they had bear problems in Amazon fulfillment centres. I thought that some they well, only they had to fight off the bears.
Do they? They don't because they've got the repellent spray.
That's yeah. They keep it around just it in works. Case.
Maybe they yeah. were like maybe it's 24 people dressed up as a bear.
Oh, furries again.
And then the AI just can't tell.
Yeah, oh, no, the AI isn't stupid, you know. It knows not to trust a furry.
It's, oh dear. You saw the bear.
Those people are weird.
Punctured the repellent. This is what happens.
Oh dear, I love it. You know, like the robots are now attacking the humans.
Oh my
gosh. Or maybe it's just trying to spring the humans because it's sorry for them. And, you know, like let's spring you from the Amazon warehouse and your life is drudgery and slavery into the nice friendly hospital.
Did they say why the robot did that?
No, it just cack-handed.
It dropped it, is
yeah,
that it?
It's just a drop.
Okay. You know, it says punctured, so that's
yeah,
not a drop.
And then it, you know, punctures it when you drop it on something sharp.
Ah, okay. Right, so how should we end the show?
Oh, how we always do, I think.
Ooh, what's that?
Elon, bless him. Go home, Elon, you're drunk.
Oh, no.
Yet another interview, and he's back on Mars this time. He reckons there's a 70% chance that he'll be able to set off on his BFR to Mars within the next 7 years.
Wow.
Someone should tell him you're not going to be able to tweet as well when you're on Mars. That'll slow him
oh,
down.
Oh, no. They might have gotten something done by then. You know, a tweet will come in.
Yeah, well, it's going to be his last tweet and testament because he reckons, quote, your probability of dying on Mars is much higher than on Earth. No.
Really?
How much is he paid? There's a good chance of death going in a little can through deep space. We think you can come back, but we're not sure. Does that sound like an escape hatch for rich people?
Mm.
You and Ryan, mate. Off you go.
Now, if it was rich people, it wouldn't be a little can. It'd be a giant yacht.
It would, yeah. Oh, my. Okie dokie. So, to end the show, guess what? Shatner's got a Christmas album out. Hurrah! And you can buy it on Amazon. And we don't get a cut for plugging it.
No, but so, we will be listening to it 24/7 on Christmas Day, I believe.
We certainly shall.
Wow, okay.
Because I'll be feeling suicidal enough already.
Oh, dear.
Here is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Goodbye.
Bye.